Welcome to your Giants in 90. Paul Dottino here with Anita Marks. Had a chance to catch up with Henry Hanoski, the Rhino, about his matchup against the San Francisco 49ers, who, by the way, without linebacker Patrick Willis, Chris Borland, he's going to fill in. Let's find out how that rookie is going to fare against the Giants.
He's just from watching film, you could tell he's a tough kid. You know, he's a physical presence in there. He's not afraid to hit people, take on blocks. You know, he plays with a real low center of gravity, from what I understand. So, you know, he's just the kind of player that you always have respect for, just by the way, you know, his intensity on the field.
All right, Paul, so how is this rushing attack going to do against the San Francisco 49ers? Not only Henry sounds excited, but also I'm sure excited that Rashad Jennings is back.
Yeah, no question. I mean, Rashad Jennings, when he was in the lineup, the Giants were averaging about 120 yards a game on the ground as opposed to 83 without him. So that's a big deal to get him back. But Borland had 18 tackles a couple of weeks ago against the St. Louis Rams. So he's a rookie, but he knows how to hit people. And certainly he's been very, very active. This is a guy who you've got to run at. Don't have him chasing you around. Run at him, run through him. That's the best way to attack.
All right, what about the passing attack? If you look at the stats, those short intermediate range passes, actually opponents have had success against this 49ers defense.
Well, that's exactly right, Anita. You know, Borland may be really good against the run right now, but the pass coverage in the middle of that San Fran defense, a bit soft. Look for some checkdowns, look for some short slants, crosses, and how about Larry Donnell having a big game?
Yeah, I'm expecting it as well. This has been your Giants in 90 with Anita Marks and, of course, Paul Dottino.